The artists who display their works at Art Prize in Grand Rapids every year all have a shot at winning the top public or jury vote and the prize. But there's another possibility, the chance to sell your work to Ripley's Believe It or Not and have it wind up in one of their museums around the world. Edward Meyer is with us. He's VP of Exhibits and Archives for the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. So he has been buying art for Ripley's for three decades. Edward, just how important has Grand Rapids and Art Prize become to you as you travel everywhere looking for art?
Well, it's the number one art show, I'd say, in America, but certainly the number one art show for Ripley's, Believe It or Not. We've attended 5 out of the 6 years that it's been going on, and we bought art from the first year, even though we didn't get there personally. But, for 6 years, we've managed to buy upwards to 15 to 20 pieces every year. And the real important thing for me is not just the piece we actually buy at Art Prize, but meeting and establishing a relationship with the artists. And one guy in particular named Eric Daig, his piece back in the very first year, I believe, came in third. Well, we now own 11 pieces of art by him. So not just the one that was at Art Prize, but we've gone on to buy 10 more. And another gentleman, Bill Secunda, who is actually the very first artist who made us aware of Art Prize, and he's from Pennsylvania. We bought the piece that was displayed in the first year, and his sculptures are full-size animals made out of nails. But we now own about 15 of his pieces, and they're all over the world, everywhere from Canada to Korea and Mexico. And Bill has become part of the Ripley family, and we not only owe that to Art Prize, but we owe him to Art Prize as the guy that first introduced us.
When you come, Art Prize or anywhere else, when you're looking for pieces for the museums, what is it you're looking for?
This year we had very specifics, but in general, we are looking for art made from unusual mediums. We want the piece to be, nice, presentable, beautiful, whatever adjective you want to use. But what's going to catch my eye, and it doesn't have to be one of the ones that wins the prize. We really don't care what the jury thinks. In fact, we often disagree with them totally. But we're looking for pieces made from unusual mediums, people that make stuff out of nails, out of laundry lint, out of toothpicks, the kinds of things that, anybody could make, but most people would never think of it. And that, to us, is what makes it unbelievable, that somebody actually creates art. Sometimes it's recycled garbage, but just, stuff that you don't expect art to be made from. Laundry lint being perhaps the absolute best example.
That is a great example. So what is your system? You come to Grand Rapids and you wear out the shoe leather?
That's exactly what we do. But as I was saying, this year we were specifically looking for 3D sculpture, preferably with some sort of interactivity movement to it. So we go online, particularly my assistant, Angela Johnson. She spends about a week before we get to Art Prize and goes through the entire web page and tries to find things that may or may not interest us. And this year we had 80 items identified. Then we went, Angela and I, for 3 days, and we pounded the pavement about 12 hours a day. In total, we saw over 1,300 pieces of art.
Wow.
But we saw 78 out of the 80 that we really wanted to see. So, we won't go home until we've seen the list. It may take us months to actually buy it. Last year, we were still buying stuff into February. But, we bought a couple pieces on site, and then we go home and, try to negotiate a price and try to get, because sometimes you see the artist at the show, but sometimes you don't. And over a couple months, we hope to get away with, 15 to 20 items.
Edward, what is it about Art Prize in Grand Rapids that you think is just, as you say, you consider this like the number one art show? Why is that?
I think the prize money being so big is what attracts the quality. And then obviously it's the quality that attracts me. But I just love the way the town does it. And I don't necessarily agree with all the rules and regulations, but it is such a wonderful spirit. They have totally made art for people. I go to art shows all over the world, and there's a couple here in Florida specifically that are so snobbish that, the average person will never buy a piece of art because they're scared to attend. Grand Rapids has, you know, with the docents, with the people on the street handing out maps, with the fact that the art is everywhere, you know, from pizza stores to out in the park, they've just made it a community event of the kind that you sort of dream about little towns doing. But Grand Rapids is a big city. It's not a little town by any means. And yet they've managed to pull off an event that the whole town is involved in.
Well, in fact, as I think about what they're doing,
it's a pretty place, too.
It is pretty. And I love the way you described it, Edward, as art for people. And it almost strikes me that Ripley's and Art Prize kind of share that mission of reaching out to folks and giving them something to kind of startle them or amaze them. So it seems like there is kind of a sense of shared mission.
Well, that's exactly what Ripley's is trying to do. Our brand new book is called Reality Shock, and I think that says it all. We are on a mission to wow people, and if I can find a piece of art in a town in Michigan that the rest of the world hasn't seen and their reaction is going to be, wow, did you see that, then I'm going to buy it.
Edward, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My privilege. Thanks for having us on.
Edward Meyer is the Vice President of Exhibits and Archives at the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museums.